today's, we're hosting one of 30 events that are happening internationally this weekend in support of the South Central farmers. We've had about 15 different Bay Area organizations come together to make this happen in just one short week. As many of you know about the South Central Farm in Los Angeles, the largest urban garden in the country, 14 acres, farmed by 350 families. And we are still actively pursuing relocating ourselves back onto that very farm. So we're here today to share the message of the farm with you. And first I want to call up a wonderful person who actually spent a great deal of time in a tree down at the South Central Farm. She's been working closely with the farmers and with the farm leadership over the last year to support them in this amazing struggle. So welcome up Julia Butterfly Hill. Let's give a big round of applause.
Everybody. Thanks for coming out on this beautiful day to support your local farmers here at the Farmers Market and to be a stand in solidarity for the farmers of South Central Los Angeles. The South Central Farm is a farm that has touched the hearts and the minds and the spirits of people all over the world. It speaks to the possibility of what it means to have livable cities. One of the things I've noticed in the last 8 or so years of my organizing is that more and more people are leaving cities in order to live. And there's something wrong with that equation. Why are people having to leave cities in order to live? People are going back to the rural areas saying, oh, I can't handle being in the city anymore. And to me, that's a sign that something's out of balance in our world. That we should have cities where people thrive, where food thrives, where community thrives. And the South Central Farm represents that. It's a 14-acre working farm in the heart of South Central Los Angeles. Let's give a cheer out for that. Yeah. Woo! And part of the reason that's something to cheer is because when people hear of South Central Los Angeles, there's a stereotype that comes up in people's minds. And we all know that to be true. But a stereotype comes up and they say, oh, and they give up on it. They just hear, people hear South Central and their minds shut down and they give up on it. And it's kind of the same for what happens when you mention West Oakland or East Oakland. A lot of people in the rest of the country go, oh, and they shut down. And yet we know that here in Oakland there's amazing community garden spaces and community farms and community organizations that are rising up and saying, hey, we have a beautiful community. We have something to grow. We have something to celebrate. And it's the same for South Central Farm. For me, when I went down there, I knew it was an important cause when I first heard about it, but then I went and my mind was blown away to be driving through this concrete jungle and then all of a sudden to emerge into this 14-acre green oasis. And to know that it was people's hard work, their hearts, their spirits, their minds, their hands that created this farm right in the middle of a community that people had given up on. And I have in my hand here a candle. And I'd like you all to take a moment to think about what a livable city means to you. To think about what a community means to you, one that you wake up in the morning excited to get out of bed and to participate in your community. To take a moment to think of what that means to you. This candle comes from the South Central Farm. Every night at 7 o'clock, there's a candlelight vigil where they've been doing this for many, many, many months. And people from the larger community come and walk around the farm and say a prayer for the farm and say a prayer for our communities. And this candle I've held on to from the last vigil I participated in. And I'm gonna light it now and I'm gonna request that you say a prayer. And then you say a prayer for the South Central Farm, and you say a prayer in whatever way you pray, to whatever you believe in. Even if you don't consider yourself religious or spiritual, just put out a good intention, a good thought for the South Central Farm, and for the farmers, for the families who make up the South Central Farm. And to say a prayer, put out an intention as well for our communities across the country, that we need farms in all of our cities. We need for the South Central Farm to become the norm instead of the exception. We need all of our cities to have thriving community garden space where the community comes and celebrates and prays together and plays together and grows food together. So I'm going to ask that as I light this candle, you all send out a good intention, a thought or a prayer, because I know that there's all the work we do with our bodies and with our minds, but there's also work that can be done through our thoughts, through our prayers, through our intentions. So I'm going to take a moment of silence to pray as I light this candle. I want to invite you to send out a thought or a prayer. There's a lot of forces at work in the world that think they can pave over people and pave over the planet. But one thing we know from organizing with this community in South Central Los Angeles is that the spirit of the land and the spirit of the people cannot be paved over. Like the blade of grass or the flower that pushes through the concrete. You ever walk through a city and all of a sudden there's a flower grown off the side of a building? And you stop and go, how does that happen? That's the magic of life, and that's the magic of the world we're part of. And this farm and the community that has grown up around it is a spirit that refuses to be broken. And Jan Perry, who's the elected representative of the region where South Central Farm is, and Ralph Horowitz, the developer of the farm, think that they can just bulldoze the people and bulldoze the land. But what they don't know is that the spirit of the land and the spirit of the people is more powerful than their bulldozers. You'll see people walking around with a list of things that you can do. Please actually do them. Don't just take the slip of paper and pretend like you're going to do it and not do it. It involves calling Jan Perry, writing Jan Perry. We have letters that you can sign while you're here. And then call three friends or allies in Los Angeles or around Los Angeles and tell them to call Jan Perry as well. And if they're in Los Angeles, have them come to the South Central Farm tomorrow. Well, many of us who are here organizing today are actually going to be there tomorrow. There's actions going on right now all over the world. Just so you know, your participation here is a part of an international Days of Solidarity. We have actions going on in Greece, in Australia, New York, Chicago, all over the world. And we're a part of an ever-growing team of people who are a stand for the protection of this farm and the protection of farms like this around the world, and to grow new farms like this in all of our cities so that all of our cities have food sources that are local and sustainable and that are available to everybody. One of the things that I'm passionate about is that when we talk about local organic food, oftentimes it's only available to those with wealth. And sustainability can't just be sustainability for the elite. It has to be accessible to everyone. And localized food sources and farms like the South Central Farm ensure that everyone has access to clean, healthy, organic, local food. So with that, I'm going to turn the mic back over. And today is a day of celebration. We're celebrating what it means to grow together and heal together and be a part of community together. And thank you for participating here and showing your solidarity with the farmers and the farm of South Central Los Angeles.
Thank you, Julia. So we've got a couple little